This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Good Day Health. Doug Steffen with Dr. Jack Stockwell from ForbiddenDoctor.com. He and his wife Mary run a clinic in Salt Lake City. He's a board-certified NUCA chiropractor, upper cervical, from your shoulders up. That's basically what that means. And a GAPS practitioner, so he's all about your gut, keeping your gut clean, because all the bad stuff that happens, inflammations in your body, things when your body is telling you there's a problem, come from inflammations. It's fire, basically. It's like, you know, there are all kinds of oxidation processes, Jack. There's rust and there's fire. And anything in between, as it applies to anything on the planet, it's all subject to the corrosion that happens when oxygen mixes with other elements, right?
Well, we're oxidative creatures.
Yeah.
We're oxidative creatures. I mean, our energy, the gasoline of the human body is the adenosine triphosphate, ATP. And the whole purpose of ATP is to supply every cell, every mitochondria in the body with a sufficient level of oxygen to do its job. It's not just that we breathe in oxygen. We breathe in oxygen to get it into the bloodstream, to get it into the cells where oxidative processes occur. And whether you're building up or tearing down for new building up, they're all oxidative processes that require not just the ability to breathe in oxygen, but the ability to utilize it. So, you know, when you talk about rust on one end and fire on the other end, perfect examples of oxidation, somewhere in between that is what's going on in all the cells of our body.
Mm-hmm. So how do we mitigate that? How do we just that's the way the body is, right? You're not going to change it, or can the way you live change or affect those things?
Well, two things. The two things that affect our health negatively primarily is, number one, poisoning, whether it's in our water, our air, our food, whatever else, and we could talk the whole day on that. And the second one is malnutrition, missing something in our diet that is required for certain kinds of these oxidative or biological processes to take place, usually mineral-based. And if we're lacking in those things, certain areas of our physiology will start to get sluggish, break down, and be a seedbed for the disease process to show up. So that's primarily, you know, trauma's in there too, but most of us can rebound from trauma. But when we're poisoned by our food, glyphosate in particular, all the air, the stuff that's in the air, because I was talking to you off air about Mary and I just got back from Glacier, and the smoke up there from the fires from California and Oregon and Washington, you know, it looked like a winter sky at 80 degrees. It's just so bad. And so that kind of stuff that comes into the lungs, the stuff that comes into our gut through food and water, we all have to be very careful of that stuff, but our body has detoxification processes to handle that kind of an overload when it takes place. And then again, the other one, to repeat myself, is something missing in the diet that is vital for these processes to occur.
Well, under the circumstances, maybe we ought to spend a minute, because I like to think that Good Day Health is topical, and we've spent so much time talking about COVID and the things that are related to that, whether it's from the holistic approach, the natural approach, or from the conventional, traditional medical approach. How do you treat it? It's interesting, because there's one thing that's happened here that I've found no disagreement between you and Ken and anybody else. Everybody is on board when it comes to vitamin D. As a matter of fact, there was a study that found that people who took enough vitamin D were eliminative when it came to COVID. And the study found that those with with vitamin D deficiencies have a much higher risk of mortality, of dying from COVID.
Yes, absolutely.
And so, you know, you wonder, so, and then we get down to the nuance, the nitty-gritty, Jack, of what happens between the natural forms of vitamin D that you get from, like, Standard Process and that people can get through you at ForbiddenDoctor.com, and the synthetic forms of vitamin D. And then there's something in the middle, because one of the sponsors of this program is a product called Prevagen, which is basically vitamin D in its purest form that helps you have a healthier brain and therefore a better life. But what is there about vitamin D that also addresses the health of your brain? And then I want to get into something.
Okay, that's a great question. That's a great question. You have to back up to
calcium. Once in a while I come up with some good questions.
Yeah. Boy, every now and then I say, wow, Doug, you've been thinking deeply again.
Yes.
Now, you have to back up to the concept of calcium. Calcium is the only mineral in the body that has a gland to regulate its level in the system. All the other minerals that are required for life are dietarily supplied. Calcium, absolutely essential to life. The number one job of vitamin D is to make sure the gut absorbs calcium. Your dietary forms of calcium, whether it's in dairy products or broadleaf green vegetables or whatever else, to make sure your body has enough calcium, not just for the bones. 99% of the calcium in your body is in the bone, but 1% is a liquid form of calcium called calcium bicarbonate that's in the tissues, it's in the bloodstream. Your immune system can't work without it. Your nervous system cannot work without it. You can't think without it. Your brain will go flat without it, and that's why this flat in performance, not size. Although I know some flat brain people. But the important thing is that calcium is so important to life that when your calcium levels go low, you're a sitting duck for any disease process. You're a sitting duck for nerve neuropathy problems to show up. And so why we make sure we have enough vitamin D, and that's why we have a lot less sickness during the summertime, because people are getting so much vitamin D from the sun. Mm-hmm. Nature made sure that this vitamin that is so important to our life, actually our body will make it through exposure to the sun. If you don't get enough sun, or you're worried about the sun, then you need to supplement it. One of the best sources on the planet, of course, food sources, is cod liver oil. But there are some other sources. And everything you said there a minute ago, you're absolutely correct, dependent upon vitamin D levels in the body.
All right. So we're taking on vitamin D, a matter of speaking, and that's important for your immune system. The symptom survey at ForbiddenDoctor.com is focused in part on your immune system. Where it needs to be is what you'll find out after you fill out the survey. You ought to go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, take advantage of Jack's largesse. His staff will look into what it is that you... It's a four-page thing. It's not going to take you just a minute to do. It's thoughtful. And so you can fill it out, though. It won't cost you anything. And get Jack and his people to look at it so that you can kind of get an idea as to what, in terms of an analysis, needs more info or more input. Or maybe from what you tell them, they can give you an idea of what you can do to sort of tune your body up. It's all there, but it's cool because it doesn't cost anything. Symptom survey at ForbiddenDoctor.com. I want to continue our conversation. I'm going to bring in my own experiences with vitamin D and calcium and that sort of thing as we continue here on this week's Good Day Health with Dr. Jack Stockwell. I'm Doug Steffen.
Whether class is in school, at home, or a little bit of both, school goes on.
And Staples has everything you need to start the year right.
From lap desks to notebooks, noise-canceling headphones to UV sanitizers.
And all at amazing prices. This week, pocket folders, comp books, and 4-ounce Elmer's glue are just 25 cents each.
Shop in-store or pick up curbside. School on, save on at Staples.
Ends 9/19. In-store only. Limit 6. While supplies last. Curbside available in most stores.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Virtual reality has gone to the cows? Well, if you thought high tech couldn't get any weirder, think again. A farm outside Moscow, Russia is testing VR glasses for its cows in an effort to increase the quantity and quality of the milk produced. Studies have shown that a cow's environmental condition can impact their milk production. So a team of developers, with the assistance of veterinarians and dairy consultants, produced some oversized VR glasses for cows. The cow VR glasses have to be different than the human version to account for a different head shape and the eyesight of the cows. So the next question is, what do the cows see in the VR goggles? Well, you guessed it, a wild, expansive field beneath the summer sun. So far, it's unclear if the VR glasses have actually helped milk production, so don't bet the farm on its success just yet. But it is a great, if not silly, tech story nonetheless.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Back with Dr. Jack.
Hey, about that? I'm a poet. Back with Dr. Jack. It sounds like it could be the name of a show. In fact, Jack, it's time for Back with Dr. Jack. Doug Steffen, Jack Stockwell, vitamin D, vitamin C, calcium. Now, you know, you and I have talked off the air about my experience a week or so ago with a TIA that was very minor. And you know, when I describe this, people say, oh, yeah, that was a TIA. And other people aren't so sure. You know, that's the problem with medicine today is there's this pursuit has become politicized. Okay, this thing over here says...
Absolutely.
Yep, this, and this one over here says that. So I get moderately confused, although Ken Kronos was convinced when I described to him what happened that I'd had a TIA, which is basically, for those who didn't hear me tell the story, and Jack didn't hear me tell the story, although I think I did on the phone. Did I? I don't remember. Anyway, the story is that I was reading, I came home one afternoon a week ago, Thursday, and I was I had to sign up for something, and I'd forgotten about it, so I hustled up my office, put the computer on the site, and I was reading three or four sentences that describe what it was that I had to do. And I kept reading them because I couldn't understand what the words. I saw the words, but they didn't mean anything to me. And then I called up the person who was in charge of registering, and she asked me some questions, and there were some questions online, and I had the answers in my mind, but what was coming out of my mouth was not what was in my mind. And it lasted, as I said, for about a minute and a half, 2 minutes. It wasn't gibberish. It was just I didn't complete a sentence or I didn't complete a phrase. And so I thought about it for 3 or 4 minutes, and I thought, geez, this isn't right. So I called Ken, and he said, right to the hospital. So I went to the hospital, and I had a myriad of tests, MRI, MRA, CAT scan. I was approached by the cardiologist in charge at the hospital, the neurologist in charge, all of the evaluations that I could possibly have in a 20-hour period, I had. And as the results came back, blood levels, everything's perfect, everything's fine, my low cholesterol, I got too much of the bad, not enough of the good. That always comes out. And I thought of you, you argue that those numbers are meaningless. Whatever, under the circumstances, I had been for many years sort of, I don't know if bragging is that word, but people, when I'd go to see a doctor and he didn't know me, and he'd say, okay, what meds do you want? What medication? And I'd say, none. And a couple of them looked at me and said, well, you're 73 years old. How can you not be on meds? Yeah, I'm the, but one doctor said, you're the only guy I know, only patient I have who's 73 that's not on meds. Well, that's not the case now. I succumbed, even though you have told me for years that I ought not to be on statins and that the numbers don't mean anything. I think the sobering impact of having it and then when it's gone, it's gone. They can't find a trace of it. It's like it never happened. So what happens if you continue to do what I'm doing? Do I have another one? And because my father died from a stroke, and the doctor in the hospital, the emergency room, said, whatever your father did, it's going to be in your system. So we'll talk a little more about that philosophy as we continue here this week's Good Day Health with Jack Stockwell.
What
if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Up next, Dr. Jack and Dr. Doug. Yeah, I'm not really a doctor. I play on the radio. Sounds like I know enough to be dangerous. I think that's true. And so that's where true. I come from. So that's the problem here. Jack has cautioned me for years, or educated me, or whatever the term is, when it comes to, as we were talking about, vitamin D and calcium and fish oil. So now that I had the TIA, and you weren't around, you're on vacation. Thanks a lot, pal. Ken sent me to the hospital. I did all this stuff. He says, you got to be on a statin because you guys are both great friends of mine. And I love you both, and I listen to you both. And so that's where, because you do have differences of philosophy, that's why I have you on the program, because you present the information in a different way so people have something to think about, because we all need to be thinking more. We're in charge of our own health. Not Jack, not Ken, not your doctor. They'll give you the help that you need. Hopefully you got a good doctor, but when it comes down to the bottom line, you have to be the decider. Remember when Bush said he was the decider? Okay.
Oh, yes.
So you're the decider. And so I have all of this, and I'm a pretty smart guy, and I've been doing this for a long time, and I have a good mind and I'm a quick study. So I remember things, and all the stuff that you've told me over the years, and things that Ken has told me based on his education, and you have yours based on your education, your experience. So I'm buying into, because both of you agree that vitamin D, without it, you're dead. So you got to have good sources of vitamin D. And then you talk about calcium, and Ken talks about calcium too, and how necessary that is. But yet, it says on the label, I'm on a blood thinner and a statin. So on the label of one of them, it says, be careful of magnesium/calcium. And I haven't asked Ken this yet. I think I just saw it the other day. I'm one of the few people that actually reads the label because I want to know what I'm doing with it.
Mm-hmm.
So how can you not have, why would you not take fish oil, cod liver oil, and those things, calcium and vitamin D, as a supplement? Why would the bottle of medication tell you not to do that?
Another great question from Doug Steffen.
Thank you.
Again, it comes back to the multi processes that take place in the body because of calcium.
calcium is necessary for the clotting procedure to take place in the body. Your body will not clot without calcium. It
all right,
starts.
So my body clots very easily. I have
right
when I have the when they took the blood out of my vein, I got good veins, seals right up. Don't even have to put a Band-Aid on it
because
now,
you're healthy.
I guess that's good. Well,
yes.
But is the blood too thick? That's the blood.
Are you taking your phosphood? Are you taking the liquid phosphood that we sent you? That
I
will thin the blood.
Isn't that
naturally
the stuff that tastes like poison?
Yeah.
You want me to take?
Yeah, but you dilute it, and it doesn't taste that bad. And
taste that
your
good.
TIA could have been much worse. What did the MRI and the MRA show? Were they negative?
Zero. Nothing.
That's right.
Didn't show anything.
This may not, I'm not saying that Ken is wrong. I'm just saying it may not have been a TIA. It may have been a reaction to something you ate or you had breathed into your lungs from the farm from as much as 2 weeks previous. It could have been just something that caused an interrupt inside the brain without being a TIA, unless you want to greatly expand the scope of what a TIA means, transient ischemic attack. In other words, there was a small area of the brain for a very small amount of time, 2 minutes, that seemed to lack enough oxygen because of some ischemia. It wasn't getting enough oxygen to that area of the brain. There are a half a dozen areas of the cortex that are involved with reading something and making sense out of it and incorporating it into your speech as a result. It's not just one area. There's several areas that are involved. It could have happened anywhere, and it could have been much, much worse.
See, that's the thing. And, all right, more on this in the next half hour of Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Hours later, the fallout begins. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg lost her battle with cancer yesterday. She was 87 years old. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, an hour after the news of Ginsburg's death, and before President Trump had a chance to weigh in on the passing, vowed in a statement to fill the seat Ginsburg occupied. Trump is reportedly expected to name a nominee in the coming days, but Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden from Delaware said the path taken 4 years ago, which kept President Obama's pick of Merrick Garland to replace Antonin Scalia from getting a vote, should be adhered to.
Voters should pick the president, and the president should pick the justice for the Senate to consider. This was the position the Republican Senate took in 2016.
This is USA Radio News. Several towns along the U.S.-Canada border are pushing for local reopenings. The border has been on lockdown due to the coronavirus pandemic. The Washington Post says lawmakers representing Point Roberts, Washington, and Minnesota's Northwest Angle have asked the Canadian Public Safety Minister to ease and clarify the rules. In Boca Raton, Florida, one teacher had a message for parents.
Parents, please make sure that you have on proper clothing when you're walking in front or behind the child's computer, because we done seen them in their drawers, the bra, and everything else.
That was Edith Pride, an elementary school teacher in Boca Raton. She was addressing the school board at a recent meeting. Pride also asked parents to not appear with big joints and cigarettes. She remarked, "Those joints be as big as cigars. Oh, yeah. We've done seen it all." It appears that her rant has struck a chord with other teachers across the district and the country. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The second half hour of this week's Good Day Health with Dr. Jack Stockwell. I'm Doug Steffen. So to sort of put the finishing touches on our discussion of vitamin D and statin, well, we really haven't talked too much about statins, but vitamin D and what we need in order to have a good, healthy flow in our system.
And it could have been much, much worse.
The reason it wasn't is because
of what you've been taking. I don't mean to walk over you.
No, it's
but
okay.
How long have you been following my supplemental and Mary's supplemental advice?
Other than that damn Mary's milkshake. I'm not doing. And this that phosphorus stuff.
Fos food. Two of the healthiest things on the planet for you.
Oh my God. But other than that, vitamin D, vitamin B, you really got me queued up to all the vitamin B. It's not just vitamin B. There are B, you know, all kinds of different vitamin Bs. You got to take them all. Vitamin C, I'm really very much into that and have been for years. And I wondered early on whether I was taking or whether you can take too much C. Is it possible that you can take too much C? I don't know that I was, especially to help
your immune system.
No. D?
You can't take... If it's wrapped up in food, your body has the transport mechanism to get it out of you if it doesn't want it. Mm-hmm. When you take it in a synthetic form, it becomes toxic and can lead to serious side effects.
Right. Okay.
Because a synthetic vitamin is no longer food.
And then there's E, and I think I asked you about E because I had a couple of bottles, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, what's this E for? Wasn't it a liver?
And then it's your heart.
Your
heart definitely needs vitamin E, just as it needs vitamin B. And I have a new improved formula for vitamin B to send to you for your heart.
Really? Okay.
It will cause immediate improvement in heart function.
All right. One of the things that was underscored, I have a little heart murmur, but Ken's the ultrasound of my heart every year tells him there's a little leak in one of the little chambers, and there's a little murmur that's been there forever, but that doesn't seem to make much difference as far as I'm concerned with my activity quotient. I just want to make sure I'm ingesting all the right stuff. And
well, B comes
liver,
as a family.
Any natural source
of B has all the B vitamins in it, whether you're talking about liver, talking about rice polishings, other sources of vitamin B. All the whole family of B vitamins are present because their chemical nature is so close to one another. Now, this new stuff is called Cataplex Core B, and I'm going to send you some of it.
All right, let's try it out. So what sort of puts a cap on this, Jack?
Nature has provided all vitamins to show up in our food, and usually good sources of food have all the vitamins in it to one degree more or less. This Cataplex B Core, the thing that I'm going to send you, is loaded with vitamin B4 that is absolutely essential for electrical activity in the heart, for the heart to work right.
I thought that was magnesium's job. What about magnesium?
Magnesium has very little to do with the heart except for the atria, the
aortic and pulmonic valves. So fibrillations would be curtailed.
That's right.
But strokes are caused by fibrillations in part, right?
The fibrillation of the atria, that's right. Right. Now, in nature, magnesium comes along with calcium. And we have found in research that you need 5 parts of calcium to only 1 part magnesium. And they come together and they work together hand in glove. Way too often we get too much magnesium, and that can cause atrial problems with the heart. And ironically, the most important vitamin for heart function, vitamin B4, the FDA says doesn't even exist.
Yeah.
They skipped over B4. They went B1, B2, B3, B5. They skipped over B4. B4 is essential for the function of the heart. And that's in this Cataplex B Core that I'm sending you.
Mm-hmm. All right. So to sort of, in terms of the relationship all of this stuff has to statins and blood thinners, what are they complementary? Is there any danger in taking,
when you take a statin, you're stopping the liver from making cholesterol. Cholesterol's got a bad rap for very bad reasons. They try to separate HDL and LDL, as the LDL is the bad fat and HDL is the good fat, because LDL is the fat that's going out to the system, HDL is the fat that's coming back to the liver for processing. And your body is, you need LDL. LDL is essential to life. There's a lot of processes that are dependent upon the presence of LDL. But your body is using that as a band-aid to take care of lesions that form inside the arterial tree of the body. Wherever an artery has a lesion, your body is using calcium, and it's using LDL as a band-aid in the cholesterol family to lay down a surface so that it can heal from underneath. Now, the problem is, when we continue with dietary choices that lead to a continual inflammation of the arterial structure, the body's going to lay down more and more and more LDL to take care of it. It's just like coming out of running through a bunch of brush, and all of a sudden you got little tiny lacerations all over you, and you got, the next thing you know, you got 20 Band-Aids on you because of something that built up. The same thing can happen when we have high carb diets. We have high levels of insulin in the bloodstream. Insulin is supposed to come and go, not stay present in the bloodstream. But because of our modern diets, it's present to a large degree. We become insulin sensitive. We lead to diabetes. But one of the worst things is it continues to scar the arterial wall. And so your body will use cholesterol as a band-aid to hold allow it to heal. Now, from the medical point of view, elevated LDL in the bloodstream can lead to clots. That's true, but that's not the reason behind it. The reason behind it is our dietary choices. So
all this is so damn confusing. The average person is never going to know this. The average person is never going to be taught this. Unless you're actually a doctor and you're in med school, this is information that the average person just isn't going to get, or nor is it easy to absorb. You know, it's easy to absorb standard processed stuff because it's made out of food, but I say this not to be facetious, but some of this stuff is so out of tune with what we are, you know, sort of led to believe, especially with all the ads on TV. This drug, that drug, you're inundated. It's hard to imagine that we could live without all these drugs.
What causes people to sit down and actually start researching their health quotient? A TIA, will lead people to look into this further and further. That's why we put two podcasts together, number 98 and number 137, to address this very subject.
All right, so go to ForbiddenDoctor.com and check that out, those two podcasts. And every week we have our podcast here as well. So Jack and Mary are responsible for their podcasts that go deeply into a lot of this information, very important stuff. The most important, and we're going to talk about this, the podcast that's there now is a focus on masks. And Jack has, as one might expect, a contrarian's view of wearing a mask. So that's up next here on this week's Good Day Health with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel. The politically correct thought police are at it again at Clemson University, where professors can no longer expect students to come to class on time. Campus diversity training materials now suggest that expecting people from other cultures to show up on time is racist. Instead of teaching students the kind of responsibility that will be required in the job market, these professors are being told that to be inclusive, they must recognize cultural differences that may impact the meeting and adjust accordingly. What needs to be adjusted is this misguided policy. I spent several years teaching college classes, and I can tell you, you can't even teach political correctness if students don't show up to the class. It just isn't that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
Whether class is in school, at home, or a little bit of both, school goes on.
And Staples has everything you need to start the year right.
From lap desks to notebooks, noise-canceling headphones to UV sanitizers.
And all at amazing prices. This week, pocket folders, comp books, and 4-ounce Elmer's glue are just 25 cents each.
Shop in-store or pick up curbside. School on, save on at Staples.
Ends 9/19. In-store only. Limit 6. While supplies last. Curbside available in most stores.
Back with Dr. Jack Stockwell, Doug Steffen, Good Day Health. Jack and his wife do these podcasts. So the most recent one at ForbiddenDoctor.com is a focus on masks and when we are going to wear. You know, the people in Japan have been wearing masks since after Hiroshima and Nagasaki. You walk down a main street in a main city, you'll find people, generally speaking, wearing a mask. That's just what they're used to. I can't imagine that life here forever is going to include wearing a mask. I suppose anything's possible. You don't think wearing a mask has any benefit at all, which is the contrarian point of
view. Well, the most recommended mask is the 95, right? The
N95. Yep, 95.
It filters down to 3 microns. The COVID is 1 micron. Now, if you're trying to stop spittle and sputum and stuff like that coming out of you when you cough and sneeze and that kind of stuff, fine. But don't think for 1 minute that mask is going to stop a virus from moving through it.
All right, so then here we get, we're at the crossroads here are whether you can find one, a mask that handles 1 micron. If we get too much into the weeds here, the N95 or whatever other mask, I wear a cloth mask that basically we created for the farm. And so that's what I wear.
To stop dust.
Yeah, I mean, it stops things coming out of my mouth, and it stops me from breathing in stuff. But I find it, it's very confining. I don't feel comfortable with it on, but I wear it because I think it's the polite thing to do. I don't think there's enough that's been around that says it's bad for you, although I think you've said that if you wear it for long enough, it's going to, you start breathing back in things and it's not good for you. It's again back, how the hell do you know what to believe? You say one thing, somebody else says something else. Then really, it drives everybody nuts.
Well, what I'm saying is based on research, and I know other people are saying the same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
But you've got to get away from the political implications here and actually sit down and start doing some serious research on your own. You can go to PubMed.
But most people won't. You know that.
I know. So what are they left to do? They're going to listen to you. They're going to listen to me. They're going to listen to Dr. Ken. And they're going to have to make up their own mind because that's what it comes down to anyway.
Yeah.
Not that, you know, I agree with an awful lot what Dr. Ken says.
But
there's some
do.
Things we have a philosophical difference.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the thing is, more important than wearing a mask is for people to get off the damn sugar load that they're living on. And to try to get, if they could get away from glyphosate poisoning in their foods, and they have to go to organic to do that, and decrease the sugar load in their lifestyle, those two things alone right there would greatly decrease the infectious processes in America.
Yeah. Well, I think that there are all kinds of things here that we have to be aware of. And now that the cold and flu season is coming up rather quickly, people are wondering whether, okay, am I going to get COVID? Am I going to get the regular flu? Am I going to get a cold? And if you are in good shape and have taken care of yourself, I will tell you from my point of view, and I'm not a doctor, but I'm convinced that you are A-okay. I'm not getting the flu shot. None of the people on my DJV program with me that I do Monday through Friday are going to get a shot. I just don't see the need for it.
There's plenty of research that shows the huge, terrible infectious rate of the 2017 flu that came through and got almost 200,000 people back in, 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Where they did the studies, the majority of them had taken a flu shot ahead of time. And so the three things that you need to be very conservative with in your lifestyle choices as we head into flu season is be very careful of ACE2 inhibitors, statins, and flu shots. I'm not telling you not to do those things. I'm just telling you think carefully before you do.
Mm. Does the statin get into the operation of your immune system?
The statins will affects hemoglobin. It affects susceptibility to infectious processes in the lungs, and it definitely suppresses the immune response.
Mm-hmm. What about
your immune system is based on cholesterol? If you don't have high levels of cholesterol, your immune system is going to be deficient to some respect or another.
Mm. That's interesting because I've always my bad cholesterol, lots of it, and not so much of the good, and that's what gets all the conventional doctors all worked up, and they've got to because that's what causes the stroke and yada yada yada.
Yeah.
And so that's, you know, it's confusing. I may be what I have to do.
Too much inflammation. Too much inflammation in your system.
Yeah. Get the two of you together. We'll do a show together on this very thing and see what comes out of it. Other than me going crazy. All right. Jack Stockwell. Don't forget, when you go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, lots of great stuff there. His own proprietary blend of supplements, long life energy enzymes, fabulous. I take them every day, 2 in the morning and 2 at night. Ageless thyroid, I do that every day. And so away we go. Dr. Jack here with Doug Steffen on Good Day Health.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
COVID-19 has had an impact on many things, like our health and the economy, but it's also affected our ability to socialize and travel. Did you miss out on a vacation to Europe this year? Well, Katie Hartle is the creator of FriendMatch. It's an app that allows you to connect with other people from around the globe, and it might just lessen the sting of that canceled vacation.
A lot of us love to travel, and with borders closed and restaurants closed and all these different kinds of restrictions happening around the world, if you're missing travel, some people will find that you can use FriendMatch as a way to explore cultures around the world most of our members are actually looking to meet people from around the world. So it's not only a way to kind of be an armchair traveler during the pandemic with so many borders shut down, but you might meet friends you can visit in the future too, and you can travel again.
Friend Match is free, and you have to be 18 to join.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by...
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's like the input of our favorite doctors, Dr. Jack Stockwell, one of those. So we're here to line up when it comes to fluoride. We're always talking, well, not always, but we frequently talk about some of these things that seem so obvious, Jack. The information about fluoride is so obviously negative, and yet we continue to see it, and it's touted as being something that's very important. Breaking news, fluoride is good for your teeth. Yeah. Well, breaking news, fluoride is not really good for a lot of other things. So I guess you've gone through a number of items here to give us the lowdown on fluoride. So what is the
lowdown? How do we get rid of these tons and tons of sodium fluoride was the big question as an industrial byproduct.
What is sodium fluoride and where does it come from? I think that's the important place to start.
Well, it comes from a lot of manufacturing, a lot of chemical manufacturing that takes place on the planet. Fluoride is everywhere, but it's a very reactive compound, so you never can find fluoride by itself. It always has to react with something else. And so sodium is a great byproduct of a lot of the chemical manufacturing, metal manufacturing, a lot of other stuff that happens in the country. And someone came along here a few decades ago, and said, well, why don't we just sell it to the cities and have them dump it in the water? Because the stuff is toxic, it's poisonous, we got to get rid of it. And we know that fluoride will harden teeth.
Who's the genius that started that? Come on, there's got to be one person.
It'll take an hour. It'll take an hour to get into this. But I think it's part of everything that has to do with COVID anyway. Because COVID is largely, the people who are succumbing to it are people who are already comorbid problems and poisoning, internal poisoning.
Comorbid? What does that mean? What is that term?
Well, the comorbidity problems. So the people who are succumbing to, 90% of those who succumb to COVID are those who have serious other kinds of problems.
Oh, yeah.
Right. and not the least
of
which
is
poisoning
of the body. So is that
the
term comorbidity? There are two reasons, comorbidity. You've got something going on with you already.
Or more.
And then something attacks you that just sends you over the edge.
Yeah, because your immune system is just in the toilet.
Yeah.
Because of all these other kind of problems. And the other problem is you're taking a mess of drugs.
All right, so why wouldn't you then, if there's a vaccine that is aimed at improving your... its sole reason for being is to improve your immune system, why wouldn't you go for that? Because you don't like vaccines. I wonder if you would oppose that one.
Well, that's a theory that has yet to be proven, that a vaccine will improve your immune system.
Well, they're supposedly working, one of the drug companies is working on one that's all it does, supposedly, is enhance your immune system, which for me enhances what you say all the time, that, and anybody else who's got any common sense, if you have a strong immune system, your body is functioning properly through your own care and attention, then you're not going to get this.
Well, immune systems aren't supposed to be emboldened by outside chemical invasion. They're supposed to be emboldened strengthened by our dietary and lifestyle choices. That's
well, when we look at standard process, the stuff that I take that you regularly
that's
like
what I'm talking about, food concentrates.
It's all food, that's right.
Yeah, they're food concentrates. They're not chemicals.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons why they're as popular as they are.
Right. Well,
so anyway, the fluoride thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, the fluoride thing. The Environmental International Journal just did a study on about 15 or almost 2,000 adolescents, and they found out long-term kidney liver problems, toxicity that begins to show up with long-term consumption of sodium fluoride that's in the drinking water. Mm-hmm. There are more and more cities across this country that are stopping the use of fluoride in the local drinking water. When it first came out, they said, well, it's going to make your teeth harder, you're going to have less cavities, which has never been demonstrated to be true.
Not quite.
So, you know, it's just something else that, I'm not sitting here trying to...
Where else in the world do they add fluoride to the water except in America?
Very few places. Very few places. Most foreign nations got rid of it. They tried it out. They found out thyroid dysfunction, liver damage, kidney damage, and impaired protein metabolism, not the least of which is tooth and bone disease.
Buy toothpaste that has fluoride in it.
That's right. We use non-fluoride toothpaste.
Yep.
Right.
All right. Calitrin here to help you lose weight so that you get in. There's another way of enhancing your immune system. Get your body in the shape that it's supposed to be by using Calitrin, which is the world's best weight loss formula with no stimulants, no drugs, none. Main ingredient is collagen protein. That's Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Train your body to lose the weight and keep it off. Some people tell you it's a 3-month program. I think it's a 6-month program. You can buy 6 months supply for the same price as you can get 3 right now. So why not get on it and stay on it? Lose a lot of weight. That's the Calitrin way. Make sure you go to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV at checkout for the best deal. That's Calitrin at Top.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.